Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I first want to thank you all. It's pretty exciting. We've reached over 60-plus cities in the United States that are now listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know whether to, like, thank you or, you know, feel sorry for you guys. I mean, it's got to be really hard to wake up in the morning and have to hear my voice, but I am so humbled and so appreciative that you guys listen, and I'm very appreciative to Talkers Magazine that ranked us, again, in the Heavy 100 list. And, yeah, I am a heavy, so maybe it's a weight issue, but definitely is a honor from the radio industry. So, thank you guys. Thank GCN. Love Jason. Love Daniel. Everybody at GCN. Ted, Adam, Lee. Got great crew. Kyle. And I really thank you guys because sadly, you know, you could turn me off at any time. It's a great freedom, but unfortunately, I am always at risk of being turned off. So I thank you for not doing that and can't wait to grow the show even more. Okay. So, we've spoken about this multiple times, and unfortunately, this is one of the clusters that happens with a massive vaccine rollout and people not excited about it, people not trusting the vaccine, things moving quickly, COVID leaving a bitter taste in people's mouths, maybe literally because they got sick or figuratively because they lost their business and they lost their career over draconian public official rules. And so it's been one kind of cluster after another. And the sad reality is we have countries out there that are dying for the vaccine, literally and figuratively. And here in America, we've been very proactive with the help of the Trump and Biden administration in terms of getting enough vaccines and delivering them, that those who are on the fence or hesitant, right, they're hoping that that shot will sit there and just wait for them. Well, I was talking to Joe Bartels of News 13 about this, and you know, he was discussing, you know, what about the expiration dates of these things? Well, right, for some of the vaccines, we need to use them within a couple weeks. Moderna, I believe once you get it delivered and you have it, I think you could store it for at least a month. Johnson & Johnson, we have a little bit of information here. Johnson & Johnson, once they deliver it, I think it needs to be used by month 3. And so at the end of this month, we're being told that thousands of Johnson & Johnson vaccines are going to expire. Now, this is not news the rest of the world wants to see, because while they're grappling with spikes and variants and issues in their countries, hearing that America has extra vaccines that nobody wants, that's going to waste, it's like our food issue. When you see kids dump their school tray of food in garbages, not wanting to eat the food. Meanwhile, we have people in countries and kids in countries that are starving. The disparity is just shocking. So with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, apparently once they are, hold on a second, let me see. All right, they could remain stable for 2 years at negative 20 degrees Celsius, but a maximum of 3 months at routine refrigeration at temperatures between 2 degrees Celsius and 8. The frozen shelf life extends to years. The product is shipped in containers at 2 to 8 degrees. So you're not really supposed to refreeze it. So since it's shipped in that temperature to the States, you can't just go back and freeze it to then keep it for 2 years. You have to then use it within 3 months. So as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout happened in March, then there was a mild pause in April, then the pause ended, people started using it again. I think they've only given out about 11 million of the 21 million shots that they've had. So if they don't give out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine shots, they're going to get wasted. So then the question lies therein, can we give shots that are about to expire to other countries? Well, here's the thing. All right, what is the true expiration date of these vaccines? Now, in regular medications, all right, the military has studied this. They found that some of the medications that we have, I'm not going to name any particular pills, can last decades. But the caveat is they have to be stored in the most ideal conditions. So they found that some medications still have efficacy after 30 years, but it can't be in a hot environment, a dry environment, a moist environment, a cold environment. My medicine cabinet abuts apparently the outside wall. So in the summer, when I go into the medicine cabinet, it's hot. So all I have in there are my tweezers to pluck my eyebrows. And even those get too hot, because then it's like, ouch, I almost have my eyebrows on fire. So that's all I have in my medicine cabinet. Any medicines I have away from that, because it'll heat. My guess is because this vaccine is so new and mRNA is so delicate that if there is an expiration date, it's not 30 years plus or minus. My guess is it's days or hours plus or minus. And by the way, just because the military found that medications can last longer doesn't mean that we doctors recommend that you take expired medications. You just don't know the denaturing, the chemical decomposition. You just can't trust it. If you have heart medication or cholesterol medication or diabetes medication, you need to know that it works. So I know a lot of people save old medication. I get that. But it's just the efficacy is not good. It gets a bad taste. It has sometimes a funny color to it, a funny smell. Throw that stuff out. Well, not in the toilet, which is another thing. How are they going to discard Johnson & Johnson shots? You can't put them in the toilet. Can't do that, especially since they're in vials. So what we need from the companies now is the pseudo expiration date and then the red line point of no return. Because if there are Americans that don't want the shot, and there's a lot of them, I speak to them and, you know, they tell me, look, I want to wait. All right, then we might as well give them to people who want them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back with Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a common question I've gotten, and we've spoken about this now for over a year, because once they were speaking about the vaccine and getting the vaccine out, many people were concerned, what if they don't want to take the vaccine? What could be the implications from a job point of view? And so we've been talking about this for a while, and we anticipated that there was going to be some drama when it came to workers and employees coming back to work. And one of the first industries to embrace the vaccine, not only administer and give it out, but embrace the idea of mandatory vaccines, were the hospitals. You have some hospitals that mandate flu vaccine, and then now you have this is Houston Methodist Hospital that mandated the COVID vaccine. Well, apparently they had a good number of people who declined it. Some got religious exemptions, some got medical exemptions, And then some just decided to walk out. Now, the majority of hospital workers did take the hospital up on it and get their vaccine, took their vaccine, went back to work. And I don't blame them. Okay, we're not judging. I mean, I got my vaccine. I'm confident the vaccine overall is safe. But I also believe that there are risk factors, and there are going to be, unfortunately, some unlucky people that suffer a vaccine side effect. Like we're watching Emma Berkey, who had multiple blood clots after receiving a Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And she's still trying to regain her ability to walk. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So now we are... After the phase of vaccination and trying to get the vaccination out and trying to reach 70%, as hospitals are trying to now take in a lot of the, you know, surgeries and the elective surgeries and elective procedures, so they're going to be, you know, needing more staff as businesses and retails open up, we have, you know, some challenges. One is the additional unemployment insurance and the additional money per week, you know, might be making some people think, you know what, I'm making more money staying home. But also the concept of, what if I don't want to get the vaccine? What if I'm not vaccinated? If I'm not vaccinated, am I at risk for COVID? If I don't want the vaccine, should I just play it safe and stay home? So it's very, very complex. And so the average worker coming back could be thinking a whole multitude of different, have a whole multitude of different reasons as to why they may not want to come back. In the meantime, employers have a whole set of problems themselves. One is employers or institutions or hospitals or whatever, they've all lost money. Okay, most places lost money. I know everybody thinks, well, the hospitals raked it in because people were on ventilators and all that. Not necessarily. If the government paid for it and government hasn't paid them back yet and they couldn't do a lot of the elective procedures, many hospitals lost money. So these companies now have to open back up and have to be able to try to have the pre-pandemic sort of flow, cash flow coming in. And if at all the news gets wind that there's an outbreak or there's multiple COVID cases there or they have staff calling out, they can't be productive. They can't make their bottom line. So many employers are telling me they're going to mandate the vaccine for their employees coming back. They cannot take the risk of being closed down. But employees are telling me, what if I don't want to get the shot? So this is an example of what happens when you don't have everybody on the same page. And you're not going to have everybody on the same page. So Houston Methodist CEO Dr. Mark Bloom said the 178 workers that have been suspended and are actually facing being fired represent less than 1% of their 25,000 employees. He says, we are nearly 100% compliant with our COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Houston Methodist is officially the first hospital system in the country to achieve this goal for the benefit of its patients. 27 of the 178 suspended workers have changed their mind and received one dose of the vaccine. We don't know if they're going to come back and get the second. But an additional 285 employees received a medical or religious exemption. 332 were granted deferrals for pregnancy and other reasons. So a little larger percentage of their population base was able to decline and, you know, be able to still salvage their jobs for not getting the vaccine. But the question that comes up is, is the hospital, and do hospital workers have a duty to be vaccinated to prevent spreading the virus, or being vaccinated, does it do what we think it's going to do in terms of preventing patients coming in? So I would get the flu vaccine yearly. One is because I had the flu once and it scared the heck out of me. But two is I didn't want to get the flu and get sick and give it to my staff. And I felt that the flu shot would prevent that. And I'm glad I did that. I'm glad that I got the flu shot. I'm glad I didn't spread it. Even though I was vaccinated, could I have still spread the virus? Absolutely. Anybody vaccinated is not sterile. They could still inhale a virus. They could still exhale a virus. It might not take hold, or it might not take hold to the degree where that person gets super sick, but you could still spread the virus. So when somebody says that all hospital workers or medical personnel need to be vaccinated to protect the public, they're right and they're wrong. They're right in that it'll really lessen an outbreak happening within the hospital and people getting sick and calling out, which is another public health emergency, but they're not entirely right in that somebody who's vaccinated can't spread it. They could still spread it. So when we're looking at hospital workers, and hospital workers know the science, you know, they understand the difference in masks. They understand the microbiology. They understand, you know, how pathogens spread. The majority of them do because this is what they do. So when you have some of them go, well, wait a second here, I'm not going to be immune fully. I could still spread the virus, and I fear that I'm going to be that one in a million that could get an adverse event. Do I really have to? Is it that relevant that I get the shot or not? So this is what some people are thinking. And remember, the idea of the one in a million chance of getting a side effect was caused by us. We put that thinking in people's heads because we told them that they had a one in a million chance of dying of COVID. That even though COVID, for the most part, is mild, there are cases that are pretty much in the one in a million or one in 700,000 range or whatever, that can kill you. So if people think they're going to be that unlucky to get COVID, they're also going to think they're going to be that unlucky to get the vaccine side effect. So, you know, personally, I would feel better more people vaccinated than not. I think it does protect patients. But somebody not vaccinated is not as much of a public health risk as one might think, because vaccinated people, from what we're understanding, can not only still spread the virus, but they can even still get sick. In Maine, 8 people died who were COVID vaccinated. They still got COVID, meaning they could have still spread it, etc. So based on that, even though I commend hospitals for wanting and trying to get all their employees vaccinated, I am against any mandate. I'm against forcing anybody to get a shot or to have something injected or put into their body. And I know the big legal case is going to because apparently the hospital's been sued. And the question is, you know, can the hospital force you? Nobody can force you, tie you down. But you have a choice of working there or not. And if their rule is they want people vaccinated and you don't want to work there, then you have every right to leave. But where the legal cases are going to be is, can an employer do that? You know, does that violate your civil rights? What about the Americans with Disabilities Act? Does it violate that? There's been a lot of discussions with legal scholars on what sort of breaches a vaccine mandate could cause in terms of those acts, the civil rights of the ADA. But some lawyers are saying, look, you know, the Supreme Court ruling in the early, you know, 20th century said that vaccines are for public health, and in the name of public health, you can mandate it. So if we believe that the vaccines are turning people into as clean as possible and not spreading 1 ounce of COVID, there's going to be that argument. But if people who are vaccinated can still spread COVID, that's going to be a tougher argument to win in the courts. So we'll see what happens with this hospital and others. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On his first foreign trip, President Biden will try to rally European partners and other nations against what he views as a threatening rise in authoritarianism. Biden will meet with the Group of Seven Nations, the European Union, and NATO. The meetings come as the Chinese government seeks to extend its sphere of influence and challenge the U.S. economic domination. A vaccine can now get you some pre-rolled marijuana in the state of Washington. The state's Liquor and Cannabis Board announced on Monday that in an effort to support coronavirus vaccinations, it will temporarily allow state-licensed cannabis retailers to give a free joint to adults who get vaccinated at one of the retail locations. The cryptocurrency industry is increasing its lobbying presence in Washington, D.C. As the Biden administration explores making changes to regulations governing cryptocurrency, the industry is hiring former government officials and ex-lawmakers with extensive knowledge of regulatory processes. USA Radio News. A new study by Oxford University has discovered there were no bats sold in the Wuhan wet market. In fact, the study reported no bats were found anywhere around Wuhan, China, at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak. Taxpayers who qualify for the expanded child tax credit will get their first payments July 15th. Before that, they'll receive an important letter from the IRS. It could be up to $3,600 for each child under 6 years of age, including newborns and adopted children. The Biden administration is forming expert working groups with Canada, Mexico, the European Union, and the United Kingdom to determine how best to safely restart travel after 15 months of pandemic restrictions, the White House officially announced on Tuesday. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted videos of himself on Monday throwing spears at a wooden target. What makes this really weird, Zuckerberg wore hearing protection earmuffs as he was throwing spears. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALY or 1-877-362-3254. Emails at drdolly@hotmail.com, Twitter at Dr. Dolly, and Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay. So, for months, you and I might have been, like, really bat soup, really bats in the Wuhan fish market. Really, that's where COVID came from. But that's what we were fed. Since the beginning, we were fed that the reason why we have COVID is because there's a big market in Wuhan City. And people eat bats. They eat bat soup. Apparently they buy them, maybe use them as accessories. I'm not really sure the attraction of buying a bat. Not sure. But apparently we have been fed for months from China that this whole COVID pandemic is because in their big market, bats are a hot commodity. People are buying the bats, big demand for the bat. So COVID spread all over the place, you know, because bats flap their wings. So that was what we were dished. Okay, you wonder why people are a little hesitant about, you know, yeah, listening to stuff from the government. And we questioned it. People who questioned it got attacked. People who questioned it in China possibly died. But Oxford University, I believe this is Oxford, comes out and says there were no bats or pangolins sold at Wuhan wet markets immediately before the coronavirus pandemic started. This was led by Oxford. And the research documents a menagerie of 50,000 animals from 38 species, including badgers, boars, peacocks, pit vipers, that were traded at animal markets in the Chinese city from 2017 to November 19. And the team found no evidence that a single bat or pangolin, I'm sorry, I don't know what a pangolin is. I'm sorry, I can look it up. I'll look, you know what, I need to do this. I just need to see. I've been hearing everybody talk about pangolin. Listen, I haven't had my comparative anatomy class since the 90s. Okay, a pangolin looks like an anteater. Have you guys seen it? A pangolin is a reptile. Oh, I wish I could show you guys a picture. It looks like an anteater. Is that what it is? It's cool. It has, I'd buy one. Actually, I'd buy one. If you look at the skin of the pangolin, it has all these scales. It's actually pretty cool. And then it can make itself a little ball, huh? All right. Maybe I would buy one at a market. Anyway, okay. So they said there was no evidence that one single bat or pangolin was kept at the market, leading them to conclude that these species, which have been frequently blamed for COVID-19, were not the likely spillover host as the source of the coronavirus. Instead, they think that scores of wild animals kept in filthy cages and neglected by the merchants provided an abundance of routes for COVID-19 to pass on to humans. I don't know. Okay, so here's the problem. COVID is a very respiratory illness. Yes, you could touch somebody's phone. You could touch a surface and then possibly touch your face. But I think the average person in China who wears a mask and went through the whole Asian flu and swine flu and all sorts of flus and are, you know, I'm sure that if they did touch a pit viper, they wash their hands before they touch their face. So this is an aerosolized virus that can also cause diarrhea. So I'm sure you could also possibly pass an oral fecal route too. But this is a virus that has been spread through the air and by droplet transmission. And you're telling me that somebody handling a wild animal in a filthy cage spread COVID. Chris Newman, University of Oxford, told Mail Online that some of these species are known to host a variety of diseases. Well, yeah, we all can host diseases. A few have subsequently been identified as competent hosts of COVID-19, but the main suspect spillover hosts, namely bats and pangolins, were not for sale in these markets. The big shock there. Nobody wanted to buy a bat or a pangolin. I don't know. I think they make bat soup. I don't know. If any of you guys know why, call in. Why would somebody buy a bat? 1-877, no, not baseball bat. We're talking fatty, batty bat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the authors published this in Scientific Reports, and they say that the other animals that were traded could have been capable of hosting. No, they're not wrong. I mean, animals in filthy cages can carry diseases. And, you know, my cats and dogs, they might clean themselves, But when they clean themselves, they use their tongues, and then they come up and kiss you. So obviously animals, whether they're domesticated or wild, can spread disease. That's not a shock. But again, this is something that was spread aerosolized, and even though animals can do that, it just seems like a large amount of people got it. Apparently, the creatures are sold for huge sums of money. Marmot meat is about 5 times the cost of pork. It's a delicacy, marmot meat. Now, China says that they have cracked down on the hotbeds for disease. They've outlawed the sale of live animals. But I guess you buy the live animal and then you kill it for eats, as opposed to us here in America. We could just go to the store and get the, you know, I'm not going to buy a cow. I'm going to buy the piece of the cow. So apparently, in China, they might do things differently in some areas. But apparently, they say people pack into these markets to buy food, including live fish, frogs, and turtles. Turtle soup is big. I've had turtle soup. There was a place in Las Vegas. It doesn't exist anymore. The Aladdin Hotel had a restaurant called Commander's Palace, and they had this soup that was turtle soup. It was pretty darn good. Okay, so the point I want to make with this Oxford study is, thank you. I think the Oxford researchers went out of their way and did some fantastic research saying there was no bat or pangolin. But the issue we have here is that we were lied to. And if China lied to us on this, on the origin, or that there was a bat, it's very easy to extrapolate that into what else did they lie about. Now, I'm not saying that means it came from a lab, but, I mean, that's been my working theory this whole time, where if the first SARS outbreak possibly came from a lab, this one possibly did too. Even though its roots might have come from a bat originally, somebody had the virus in the lab, somebody was studying it, somebody got contaminated, or spilled it, or leaked it, or whatever. Took it home to show somebody. I don't know. So my problem is once you catch a country on a lie, then what other lies are we getting? And then we have to take a step back and go, what are we still being told? Okay, well, we're being told that, you know, well, these variants are just happening from mutations. And I'm like, okay, well, has anybody thought of maybe the mutations could possibly have been engineered? Or, you know, is somebody else who has worked on a different strain of the virus accidentally leaking that? Was the contamination or the lab leak just one single isolated narrow strain? Or did the leak involve a whole poof of stuff? So nobody's telling us the truth. And so when I hear in America, the people are kind of freaked out, you know, about the vaccine and, you know, and you know, they go, well, you know, they're not going to tell us. America, we are hoping to be as honest as possible. But now that we're hearing that they might have learned about the lab leak also, it starts to make people wonder, what are we being told that's truthful? So no wonder people are freaked out. And as a doctor, I want people to have faith in our government officials or any medical officials. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interestingly, many of you have had opinions on Kamala Harris and the border and her approach to the border and her interview with Lester Holt. And, you know, even though I in the media, I don't like to really entertain a lot of these stories where, you know, people are kind of going back and forth and, you know, attacking politicians, but I do see a little bit of psychology behind this, and I want to bring that up. You know, as a family doc, we do a lot of psychology, and I just kind of picked up on a couple things that I think are bothering people, and I think are bothering Kamala Harris. So, Kamala Harris officially has not, I believe, gone to the Rio Grande or the border. I don't know if she really was happy about being nominated for that position, but instead of going to the border, the Mexico-U.S. border, she's gone to Guatemala and, I believe, Mexico City. And so she was put in charge of the administration's efforts to mitigate the surge in migrants arriving at the border. And NBC's Lester Holt repeatedly asked her why she has yet to visit the border in this new role. He goes, why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis? She said, well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point, but we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border and ask, what is that reason? And then identify the problem so we can fix it. So, look, I get that there's a lot of back and forth with politics. And when you have a politician in an administration that might not be very popular to some, and they are not doing what they were assigned to do, it's feed, you know, for the media and for pundits to say, look, she's not doing what she's supposed to, she's avoiding the border, etc. But it was interesting, though, some of the things she was saying. So when he asked her, you know, are you going to the border? She said, at some point. Then she goes, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border, we've been to the border. And you almost see her nervous. Now, you know, impressed a little bit. And then he goes, you haven't been to the border. And she goes, and I haven't been to Europe either. And then she makes a joke, has a nervous laugh. Goes, and I mean, I don't understand the point you're trying to make. I'm not discounting the importance of the border. So her saying, I haven't been to Europe either. One thing that I picked up on is apparently Biden's on his way to Europe. So maybe she's jealous. Apparently Joe Biden is on his way to Europe now. And a swarm of cicadas, by the way, grounded the press corps charter, which delayed, apparently, the flight to Europe. Apparently, cicadas were trying to prevent Joe Biden from going overseas. In fact, I think there's a cicada on his neck. There's a lot of cicadas in that area. So the charter Delta Airlines that he was supposed to take was set to take off around 9 p.m. last night from Washington Dulles before the horde arrived, masking the latest disruption from the billions of brood 10 cicadas that emerged this year after 17 years underground. So apparently Delta said the flight was delayed because of the auxiliary power unit, which provides electrical power to the cabin, became inoperative. Didn't Kamala Harris also have an issue with her plane? So I don't know what's going on, but if they're going to blame the cicadas, I don't think the cicada is going to be happy with that. But you do see a cicada crawling on Joe Biden. But I found it interesting that Kamala Harris said, and I haven't been to Europe either. So maybe she's upset that he gets to go to Europe and she doesn't. I don't know. But the other little psychological tidbit that I've picked up on people, which is, I think, bothering maybe me about this whole thing, is Kamala Harris, I had originally thought during the primary, was going to win. I thought she was going to be the front runner. And she didn't do well. She didn't pull well. She left. So then she gets appointed to be vice president. And Joe Biden had made a decree that he's going to choose a woman. Which, you know, for us women, it's a little insulting when somebody says, you know, you're going to have a vice president because I'm going to make it happen. And, you know, as a woman, I'm like, you know, if you do a decree, now everybody's going to think we have a female because, you know, it relied on you. It did. It did rely on his pick. But it was frustrating that it had to be decreed because, again, it kind of puts us women in a place that we could only, you know, reach certain attainable positions if a, you know, male says it'll happen. So I don't think that was the best move for him to say. He could have just picked her, saying, look, this is who I think is the best person for the job. But sadly, because of the way that rolled out, people were shocked that somebody who did so poorly in the primary ends up becoming vice president. I guess in the olden days, whoever made second place became vice president in terms of the election. Yep. Like George Washington and John Adams. So, but then that's a problem because then you have fighting. I believe Lyndon B. Johnson lost to JFK in the primary. But, well, they all lose in the primary. But I think it was a very closer race. So anyway, when people see somebody who got appointed to the second most powerful position in the United States and possibly months away from being the president, God forbid anything happens to Joe Biden in terms of age or abilities, they want to know that this person is on it. that she's up for the job. And when you see the interview of her stammering and trying to find reasons why she's not going to the border, and obviously there's something they're hiding. I mean, if you don't want to go, say don't go. You know, say, I don't want to go. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to. There's security issues. It's not, I mean, say it. Now, of course, people are going to then turn around and say, well, if it's not safe for you, then it's not safe for any American. But, you know, say why you're not going. Now, she says she's going to the root causes. And I understand that. As a doctor, I get that. You know, if you have metastatic cancer, let's say, you want to find the original tumor. If somebody has diabetes, not only do you want to treat the diabetes, but you want to treat the diet. And so I get, you know, finding, and I had even mentioned this, you know, on social media, saying, you know, where are the other countries, and where is their role in why, you know, their residents are fleeing? You know, what, how come they aren't providing countries that allow their residents prosperity and citizens to feel safe? So there is the onus, there is the responsibility on the countries. But when you see somebody who didn't technically win that position, wasn't particularly elected per se, because people maybe voted for Joe, who's kind of fumbling around in an interview and not officially doing what we kind of are hoping she does, and then it starts to make people frustrated that we have, you know, individuals who, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, but you have individuals who got a great break. They got a break, and they're in a very powerful position. Run with it. Do something. Show you're on it. Don't show that you're trying to hide from it. It frustrates a lot of us, because many of us would love to be in a very powerful position. And we're like, I would do this, I would do this, I would do this. You know, and it's, so I think from people who watch it, it's frustrating. For people in the media, it's like, you know, well, we're kind of making a big deal about whether, you know, she's doing her job or not. Vice presidents are always behind the eight ball in terms of, you know, what did they accomplish, because they're not supposed to outshine the president. But this is a very, very huge mission, which I'm also kind of surprised why he gave it to the vice president. Why didn't the president go down there, knock it out of the ballpark? So it almost looks like there's a shuffling. And from a public health standpoint, if we don't have our borders controlled and we don't have a nice, safe, easy pathway to immigration, then we have the issues that we're having now with trafficking, drug cartels, etc. So I want this fixed as quickly as you all. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.